Okay, Faith Sandall is with us from CASA in Menominee. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, first, you should, if you would, explain what CASA is. What does it stand for? What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So CASA is an acronym for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And what we do is we have citizen volunteers who provide advocacy for children who are in the foster care system.
Now, with you being on the border of two states, is there a different set of rules you have to follow in Wisconsin as opposed to Michigan?
You know, that's one of the really wonderful things about CASA is, you know, the court systems are different and the laws are a little bit different, you know, depending on where you're at. But CASA has the same role no matter where they are. We are always there for the child. We're always there, you know, to provide them with best interest advocacy and to stay with them until their journey through foster care is complete. So that's what we do.
It's a very difficult job to be a volunteer in this, isn't it? Because you're dealing with a lot of emotional situations for kids who are, the term has always been broken home, but I know you don't want to use that.
Yeah, no, they can be some really, really tough situations. You know, our volunteers are extremely special people. We're so thankful for people that, you know, step forward and are there for these kids, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts and just because they care about, you know, the future of our community, really, so.
Now, you need more, don't you?
Absolutely. No, we definitely need more volunteers. We've had quite an influx of cases over the last 6 months or so, and we've had some volunteer turnover, which is natural. People move on to different stages of life and can't volunteer with us anymore, but we definitely need more volunteers. You know, it's always our goal to serve every child that's referred to us. So we are doing another training in September, and we are looking for more volunteers to go through that training.
What are some of the things that these volunteers do for the kids in these very, personal situations?
Yeah, so our volunteers' main responsibility is to visit with their kids, to just get to know them, you know, be a person that's there for them every step of the way. And usually they visit with them, like, on a weekly basis, just to provide some consistency and, you know, an adult that's going to be there for them. No matter what foster home they're in, no matter if they have a different caseworker or what have you. But they also provide advocacy, you know, within the courtroom, too. We write court reports that our judges read, and I know I talk to our judges on a regular basis. They really appreciate those reports. They take them very seriously. They know that our CASAs are the ones who are there for our kids all the time. And they attend court and get to go in and speak for them, too. Our CASAs interview everyone that are a part of those kids' lives, you know, their foster parents or teachers, daycare providers, counselors, anybody who's involved with those kids. And they really help to paint a picture, if you will, for our judges so that they can make those big, important decisions for these kids in the best way possible.
Last question for you, Faith, is how can people get involved then? You mentioned training coming up in September. So how can people who would like to do this get involved, get in touch with you?
Yeah, for sure. So you can go on our website. That's CASAMenominee.com. There's all kinds of information there about a little more detail about what it looks like to become a volunteer, a link for an application. Our application is online. They can give us a call. Our number is 715-923-7250, and we would love to chat with them if they have more questions. Our office is located at 915 14th Avenue in Menominee. And people are welcome to stop in and chat with us anytime. So, and again, we have a training coming up in September, and first step is to put in an application. So